Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. And boy, oh boy, do we have a lot to talk about on this Tuesday. Ross Tucker later in the show. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, sometimes, you know, when you dig yourself into a hole, sometimes it's just best to keep digging. Might as well, hell.
You've been there before?
I've been there. Just might as well just keep digging.
Well, the digging begins, and that's what WIP's here for today, because we're going to unpack what happened last night. So I'll tell you where I was at last night at 6 o'clock. I'm in my kitchen. I'm cleaning up from dinner stuff, and I saw my phone just starts blowing up, and that doesn't usually happen to me. Like, I don't live that exciting of a life that at 6 o'clock I'm getting a ton of texts. Like, what are you doing right now? And I started to realize the text messages here were about the Brandon Graham show on WIP last night. And
lit that thing on fire.
And I was like, what's going on? Like, all right, BG, love BG. What's going on? I tuned in, and I couldn't tune out for the next half hour because it was some of the most compelling radio I ever heard. All right, we're going to bring it to you here. Some of what you heard last night. We got a lot to discuss today. But if you missed it last night, I don't know how, unless you live under a rock. Brandon Graham on WIP last night, very critical of A.J. Brown, trying to reconvene this thing because he feels like there's an issue here between Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown within this Eagles team, within the locker room. 215-592-9494. We'll give you our take on it coming up in just a minute here. But first, let's listen to BG last night about Jalen Hurts, A.J. Brown, what's going on, what he feels, and what he hopes moving forward.
The person that's complaining need to be accountable. And I'm just being honest. You know what I'm saying? Like, and he noticed. I don't know the whole story, but I know that one is trying. And, I mean, 11 could be a little better with how he responds to things. And they was friends before this. It's like, man, but things have changed. And I understand that because life happens. But we gotta. It's the business side that we have to make sure that we don't let the personal get in the way of the business, and that's what we gotta do better as right now, because we know it's an issue. Everybody's seen some things, but we need to be able to talk things out as men. You know what I'm saying? But we need to let personal stuff go, and let's get right for this game, because, man, it's like a lot of stuff. Most of the time, it's just a conversation that just need to be had. But the person with the problem got to want to talk to the person other than others. Okay. That's all I'm saying.
Look, if it was just that last night, if it had ended at one thing there about a minute long from Brandon Graham, I think maybe everyone would have just like, all right. That
was long talking.
But he was. He continued here.
He's on the meds.
Look, he said last night that one, and he's referencing their numbers, right? Jalen Hurts is trying, and maybe A.J. Brown 11's got to be better at how he responds to things. He went on talking about the separation of personal stuff and business meaning the football side, team trying to win. Let's hear Brandon Graham last night. This was really strong on what he hopes they figure out now moving forward.
That's my brother. As much as us brothers fight, go talk to your brother. Go get on the same page with your brother. Go do some extra with your brother and not let the personal get in the way of the business. Like I said, it's like, man, I just don't like that when people try to portray a certain way. And it's like, man, what you doing? What are you doing to help the situation that's not helping us?
All right, there's a lot to unpack here. 215-592-9494. We're going to play a lot of audio today. We're going to discuss this throughout. But, Hugh, I know everyone's going to be very curious, especially today. I mean, every day your perspective people want to hear on this show.
But, why do they want to hear my perspective today, Joe?
Well, you kind of live this, Hugh, so I want to hear yours in full. But let me just come out and say it this way, because I know a lot of people are very upset, frustrated, worried about this football team moving forward. And I understand why you'd be worried, right? There's locker room issues going on, clearly. And we heard it on Sunday after the game, and now it's kind of manifesting to the Brandon Graham show and all this, right? And we're hoping they could piece this thing back together because it's a really good football team. But I might surprise you on this. I am glad Brandon said what he said last night. And not just as a radio host, because I know you're probably thinking that, well, you just want to talk about it. Well, that's my job.
I mean, but that's what we do.
But as a fan, I actually think this could end up being a good thing. And maybe at some point, there's nothing left to lose. And here's what I mean by that. clearly there's something been going on for a long time in the locker room. This was last year stuff we were heard about. That there was kind of this up and down feeling of, do these guys are on the same page? Who knows? It derailed. There's been this weird uneasiness for a long time. And now A.J. Brown, after the game on Sunday, said what he said about the passing game being an issue. And the reason I think this is a good thing that Brandon said it is, you can't hide from this anymore. It's one thing to have locker room quotes. It's one thing to have anonymous sources. I have never heard. I'm getting close to 40 now. I've been a sports fan my whole life.
Ooh, you're 40. Oh, close, look close, at you. Close, getting close to close. 40.
I'm pushing 40. Hugh, I've never heard a current athlete, like as they play, criticize a current teammate as they play for 20 minutes. I mean, it just went on. And I know it was constructive. But you can't hide from this now. You can't pretend. This is going to have to be addressed. They're going to have to talk about this, whether it be one-on-one, two-on-two. I don't know if it's a team meeting. I think this was a good thing because clearly Brandon felt he had to say something. He did it. I'm not upset at him. I don't think it was a bad thing. I don't know if it works or not, but I think it was a good thing because they can't run from this anymore. Fix it, Hugh Douglas. You lived this life literally and figuratively. Was it a good thing he did that?
Can I be allowed to long talk
Brandon did last night. Go ahead.
Because this is the story of three different Hughes that happened.
Wow.
It's three. Because, Joe, as a radio host, when you hear that, the first thing, to your point, you hear content.
Well, you're like, wow, what are you talking about?
It's content. It's content for us. And that's something that we can talk about. The second Hugh is a Philadelphia Eagle fan, Hugh. And the fan in me automatically has an opinion about what Brandon is saying. And ultimately, my goal is, I'm like, damn, they about to mess up my bus trip. Because I think that's how every fan felt. I think that every fan, when you look at where we're sitting at right now, that's the initial fan feeling. It's like, damn, we got all this mess going on. This is eerily similar to last year. And it's going to mess around, and this could be something that, you know, derails the season. And then the third Hugh is former Eagle Hugh. And I said this to Brandon. I was like, yeah, you probably shouldn't have did that. Probably shouldn't have did that. Everybody does not need to know family business. And I know that there are people out there that can relate to what I'm saying, especially when you talk about relationships. Say if you got a girlfriend or a boyfriend and y'all having problems and you go tell your mama or you tell your cousins or something, they got something to say. Not knowing the whole situation, you automatically pick sides. And that's what we did last night. We picked sides last night, whether we wanted to or not. We heard what Brandon said, and we automatically chose who we believed in the story, not knowing half of what's going on. Only thing we're going off of, if we're being realistic, is one word, passing. And we're assuming that he's talking about the quarterback, if we're being fair. And as Eagles fans, it's hard to be because we're looking at our seasons is in the balance right now. That's how we're looking at our seasons in the balance. I look at it like this. Should not have been said because Brandon did exactly what he said AJ was doing. Aaron Dirty Laundry, Aaron Family Business. He did that. And I understand that he's emotional. Brandon wants to win a Super Bowl. When I heard him say, you know what I said? That's a guy who wants to go out on top. I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with what he said. And like I said, I told him once he said it. Because he knew immediately when he said it, he knew he probably screwed up. And I said, yeah, dog, you probably screwed up. But, you know, like I said, as a host, a radio host, oh, we're going to take this and run with this. We're going to run because we have to.
Well, it's the biggest story. I mean, not just in Philadelphia sports. It's one of the biggest stories right now. This took over the national discourse last night.
That thing went hot. Like, I'm sitting there. We're getting ready to do our show. My phone blowing up.
So, two nights ago, a North American athlete signed a contract for nearly $800 million. This is now the biggest story. Like, turn on ESPN. This is the biggest story in sports right now because of all the stuff going on with it. 215-592-9049 for Hugh. You have three different Hughes. You have all this perspective involved. And I get that. And I understand your side of why you don't think it was good that he brought this out. But I come back to this. Let's hear AJ Sunday after the game. because I keep thinking about what he said. He started this. Brandon brought it to a head last night, but AJ started this Sunday. He could have answered this a lot of different ways. He chose to answer it this way. Here's AJ after the game Sunday.
The offense wasn't good enough. What are some things you think they need that the offense needs to improve on?
Passing.
AJ, I know everybody wants to get in a rhythm, and Devontae was acknowledging that. You know, receivers, just like running backs, want to get in rhythm. How hard is it as a receiver to get into a rhythm when you guys are only throwing the ball like 20 times?
Incredibly tough.
It seemed like there was a moment on the sideline when you threw your helmet into the bench. What prompted that reaction?
Three and out.
As a leader on this offense, what's kind of your approach this week in changing the result in terms of everyone, not just you, a lot of players on offense saying that this was just not up to the offensive standard?
Putting our hair down and just going to work, doing the things we're doing and learning and growing.
What are the conversations like with Jalen during a game like this where maybe the passing game isn't everything you wanted it to be?
Not too much conversation, honestly. So I don't know.
So much from that hit me. Here's, and we talked a little bit about it yesterday, but we were more discussing the reality of the game.
Yes.
I did not like that AJ said that. Whether or not he was wrong, I mean, I think he's right, right? The passing game is the problem right now.
Yeah.
But I didn't like that he said it because, Hugh, perception becomes reality. And the perception is...
He was talking about Jalen.
He's talking about Jalen. Yes. And so... This, and I go back to last year. I know people don't want to. Remember last year when they changed the play in Seattle and they made the head coach look like a moron for 3 weeks?
Yeah, and he called into the show.
Yeah.
Shout out to the afternoon show.
But this has been going on a long time. Like AJ and Jalen and stuff, it feels like it's been going on a long time. So my perspective is this. Hugh, you made a good analogy, family business, right?
Yes.
And sometimes you don't air it or you're not supposed to air it. But sometimes the big brother or the dad or the mom, whoever, has got to raise their voice a little bit and say, enough is enough. And that's last night I viewed it as Brandon in an interesting way on his own show on WIP saying, you know what, guys, I'm the big brother here. You guys just keep fighting and it's going to hurt us. Enough is enough. And I'm glad he did it because now they can't avoid
it. This is where I think Brandon messed up at. And he admitted this. He didn't speak to them first. Brandon's emotional too now because that was an emotional reaction to what he was told about what's going on. Well, put it like this. That's what I was about to say. And what he knows. So that was an emotional reaction to that. And plus, Brandon's not playing right now. So Brandon is his mortality right now is in question. And what I mean by that is this might be Brandon's last go-round.
Mm-hmm.
Brandon wants to go out on top. But what this has done is not everybody has an opinion about nothing, about something they know nothing about. And that's the worst place you could be right now. That because everybody, we sat here, Joe, and just like Kyle asked me yesterday, which he was killing me for yesterday, when he said, well, what's the problem with the quarterback? And I said, well, maybe it's the holidays. Now, this, what we speculated has been validated.
I don't know if it's the holidays.
Holidays? You're going back to the holidays?
I
was just giving people context, the folks that probably didn't hear the show yesterday. Mm. That's all I'm doing. But the thing is this. This is fixable. This can be fixed by this weekend. What needs to happen is there needs to be a conversation between those two individuals.
I agree. And you know what? I think because BG did this, they can't avoid it now. The way it's almost like, we'll do it your way. We'll stay calm. And then enough is enough. And at some point, I got to raise my voice. And that's the way, and he didn't raise his voice last night, but that's the way I viewed it. It was like the big brother or the dad or someone kind of higher up in the family raises their voice and says, enough, cut the bleep. Between the quarterback and the wide receiver. 215-592-9494. Do you think it was a good thing? Your reaction to what Brandon Graham said last night? We'll continue to bring you more of what Brandon Graham has said after last night's Brandon Graham show this morning on WIP. But we start here. Kyle, what do you think before we go to the phones? Was it a good thing that Brandon Graham did what he did last night?
So like the Eagles fan in me that has the Steelers coming up this week and the one seed still in focus is like, why the hell does this have to happen right now? Like they just won 9 straight games and now all of a sudden, like I'm not blaming us. This entire conversation has to be had now because AJ Brown said this, because Brandon Graham said this. So like, I don't like the fact that it's right there in front of us.
Right before the Steelers come to town.
But I get the idea that now the Eagles themselves are also forced to have to face this thing because I, like you, go back to last season and how it all fell apart at the end. And we remember all the quotes that were anonymous. Mm-hmm. These were anonymous quotes.
Anonymous quotes.
So things were coming out of the locker room either way, right? But now... It comes from the voice of a, you know, what you think is a respected leader on the team.
Respected leader.
That's basically saying, hey, Jalen, hey, AJ, hey, Nick Sirianni, who I think it's in, almost entirely on to make sure that this thing gets worked out. Like, hey, this needs to be nipped in the bud right now, right? If we don't want this thing to fall apart like it did last season, you have to figure this thing out. You have to figure this thing out. So I like the fact that now, instead of letting it unravel with people talking behind their backs, they're all talking with each other, or they have to be in a spot where they talk with each other, get this thing figured out. This is the biggest turning point the entire season. Could be the turning point in Nick Sirianni's career as the Philadelphia Eagles head coach. So go get this thing figured out right now. Just end it. It's on them to end it.
Enough is enough. Cut the bleep. I mean, that's the message I grabbed from Brandon. That wasn't Menominous. That was the Brandon Graham show last night.
He
put his name, his face on YouTube. Everett, 215-592-9494. Your reaction here to the Brandon Graham show last night, what he said, and where we're at right now between the quarterback and the wide receiver. And I also thought it was interesting, very quickly, the way he framed it, because yesterday was a lot about Jalen, right? Jalen's not playing well. Jalen's fault. But that's not the message that Brandon gave last night. His message was, one is trying, 11's got to respond better, right? Like, the way I heard it was, hey, no, Jalen's not perfect, but AJ, you got to be better. Like, you're not perfect either, whether it be the comments or your play or whatever. You got to be better, too. Let's go to the phone lines here. JT Langhorne starts us off. Good morning, JT.
Yo, I'm number one?
Was that JT?
He said he's number one.
I'm number one
man.
Today. I'm loving that.
Oh, you are number one, like Jalen. Yeah, go ahead, JT.
Listen, cut the malarkey out. All right, the team is doing fine. Is you guys? I really want to put my foot up, Skip Ice Eskin behind.
He said Skip. Skip Eskin.
About the passing game. Stop the whining and crying. We're doing great.
JT.
The defense is great.
JT.
The running game is
great. JT. Do you know who doesn't think they're doing great? A.J. Brown. A.J. Brown.
Hey, A.J. Brown, message from me. Shut it. We won it. That's the best stat, bro. We won it. Nobody cares about stats. I got him on my fantasy squad. I'll gladly take a fantasy loss over an Eagles win. You hear me?
Sure.
I don't give a shit.
I'm taking L's all
year. Yeah, well, you finished in last place in our league, by the way. JT, I think that's fine. But obviously, it's an issue within the locker room. Brandon Graham went on and on for 20 minutes last night about how big of a deal it is.
You stuck on that 20 minutes.
And of course, he long talked it.
You know, it's that remember that song? You probably remember the song Nas Ether. Yes.
I love Big G, but he out of pocket for talking about family business in public. Stop taking the bait from the media.
What bait? It's his show. Bait. JT, it's the Brandon Graham show.
This wasn't his podcast on YouTube. This is a WIP program at Chickens and Peace. Cut it out.
The Brandon Graham show. Hold on, JT. Brandon Graham's a grown man. He has a microphone in front of him. He can say whatever he wants.
And then he apologized, but he did it.
But he did it. He chose to say what he said. That's fine. He can backtrack it all he wants.
So why did he walk you back? Walking back because he
probably got 50 phone calls.
No, because he realized after he did it, it was a bad look.
Thank you. Like, he's taking the bait. Brandon Graham, you a player first. A sports, whatever you're trying to be later in life, you're
analyst.
That lad.
Analyst.
Sounds like someone I know.
Right now, you're a player. Do your job first, bro. He's family business. Team is doing good. Don't fall for the banana tailpipe.
JT, good phone call. We like it. But please, if anyone's blaming WIP today or the media,
you're ridiculous.
You got to stop.
Like, you know what's funny? What if JT, on his phone call, had said something airing out his own family personal business, right? Is that our fault?
Yes.
Because he called into our show because it happened on WIP.
Yep.
But during the JT and Langhorne phone call, get real.
Listen, it's the Brandon Graham show. And Brandon has been doing this long enough, right? I'm trying to remember when the Brandon Graham show started, but it's been at least a while. I can think back to...
This ain't Brandon's first rodeo.
No, it's been a long time. I would say at least 7-8 years, if not longer than that. I'm just trying to go back in my memory bank. So this isn't his first rodeo. He chose his words last night. Now, he has walked them back in certain ways. He spoke to ESPN's Tim McManus last night. He was on this morning. We'll play some of that as well for you. But when that can of worms is open, it's open, dog.
Like, listen. Brandon knew after he said what he said that he was remorseful. He was remorseful, and he knew that it was something that probably shouldn't have been said. But at that point, you know, you got to own it. You got to own it. You know, we laughed and giggled about it, but I was like, yeah, dog. You know, we're going to talk about this. We're gonna talk about this for a couple of days now. This is gonna be a topic for a couple
of
days.
I think we've all been here in life, Hugh, where you say something and then you realize you shouldn't have said it, but that doesn't mean what you said you didn't mean.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean what you said wasn't true.
And to his credit, he didn't say, you know, he just said he shouldn't have said it.
Like,
you know?
We've all been there in life where you say something and then you're like, oh, man. I shouldn't have said that. It doesn't mean the spirit of what you said you didn't mean in the moment. Like, that's still out there now. And obviously, Brandon feels like there's an issue between Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown that they got to fix. I'm glad he did it because now the Eagles can't avoid this. Let's go to Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
Happy sound the alarm day, man.
Oh, yeah. We got a DEFCON warning here, Chris. What's up, buddy?
Guys. I don't know, man. This is some insanity. First off, I love how Hugh recognizes himself that he's got multiple personality disorder going on. But
oh, no, I do.
Well, there's 64 Hughes about to be in a bracket.
64 is probably light, but yeah, we'll get to the bracket later in the year. The BG comments are just, it's telling. I mean, it basically is finally just, you know, taking the cover off this thing and letting everybody see in. He said those two main things. You guys already played the one clip about don't let personal things get in the way of business. So now we know it's not just a football thing.
You got that cricket.
Hey, they won. Why are you complaining? Because it's personal. It's not just business. The other thing is that I found very, very interesting is he also stated that at one time they were friends and then some things happened. Well, that's okay. We still need to get along and play and stuff. We don't have to go, you know, we understand you're not going to be friends again. So, again, there's something personal that happened between these two men. I want to address this right at the end of my call because I do have a question for Hugh. But I do want to just point out, again, BG lit this fire. Like, this situation, and I love BG, but this situation would have had some rumblings. We all would have been talking about it for a week and stuff. And then if they won against Pittsburgh or whatever, we all would have moved on. Now, it almost doesn't matter what happens. This is going to be the focal point that everybody's laser focused on. And not only just us here in the Delaware Valley, but you guys already referenced it nationally. Everyone is going to be talking about this. Everyone is going to be looking at it. There's a microscope under it. And Kyle hit the nail on the head where, I believe, where are you, Nick? You're supposed to be the CEO guy. You're supposed to be making sure everything's going smoothly because that's what you do. And don't act like, oh, well, this just popped up. Give him a chance. No, this happened last year. It spilled over into this year. It's become a problem again. Where are you on this situation? You need to handle this because we don't know what you do. And what we're told you do is you handle the vibes. Well, the vibes clearly suck right now.
It's a great point, Chris. It's a great point, and it's an important one. Chris, we appreciate the phone. It's a great point. It's an important one. And I actually think down the stretch of the season, more than just wins and losses, the Eagles are going to look at this with Sirianni. He's got to get this locker room back together because if it's not, and it's 2 years in a row, that almost supersedes 11 wins or whatever.
No, you'd have probably been better off playing that Nas Ether.
Oh no, we're not back with this music. This was last December.
Version.
Oh no, let's not do it again. Welcome back. It's the midday show.
It's gonna be all right, man.
You see, you're saying last night was not an iceberg? That we didn't just hit an iceberg?
No, because this is
just
fixable.
A speed bump.
Let me tell you, man. There's been a lot of times where I've almost gotten fights with my teammates like days before games, and if you are truly committed to the task at hand. Mm. It ain't nothing to say I'm sorry. Go hug your teammates. Say, hey, man, I was wrong.
Well, hopefully they could get there. And listen, I think what BG did last night was a good thing. I know a lot of people don't feel that way and feel like it's just going to add more distraction and more drama to the whole Eagles thing. Sometimes it's okay. It's okay to yell and scream. And he didn't yell and scream.
Punch people in the face.
Well, I don't know about that. But it's okay to get your point across. And maybe
it's okay,
Brandon,
to put hands on people every night.
Well, maybe Brandon needed to go to the nth degree to get his point across. And he got it across. AJ, Jalen, figure this out. 215-592-9494. All right, so...
Man, Let's straighten it out.
Let's add some context to this, and we'll take your phone calls here. So Brandon Graham did, after his show last night, which we played you some of the audio, it's been everywhere. He and I got in the studio this morning. There's two ESPN TV shows up, and one from earlier this morning, one from live. They're still doing the whole thing. I see
Talk
Spike.
Talk about all the drama. Say the drama for your mama.
A clip of Spike and Howard and Brandon on ESPN in front of me. So after the show last night, Brandon Graham did speak to Tim McManus of ESPN. He said his comments were a mistake. I'll give you the quote here from Brandon Graham to ESPN last night. Quote, I made a mistake, and I assumed that it was something that it wasn't. I just want to win so bad that I just want to use the media when we need to talk about something and we can fix the problem ourselves. I didn't add to it in a good light, so that's my bad. So right after the show last night, he did kind of walk back a little bit again.
He tried to backpedal.
Yeah, it's
too old to be backpedaling.
It's almost like when you say something you shouldn't on the show, you're like, I'm going to walk that back, even though the audio's out there. Let's also hear from Brandon this morning. He was also on, as he is every Tuesday, with Joe and John. Here's what he said this morning, now that he's had a night to reflect.
This ain't last year, but I'm happy that things happen so that we can, you know, as a team, see what we made of. You know, now this stuff done came out. You know, AJ did what he did, but I forgive him, and I know he gonna forgive me. Like, we all in this together.
You know, I like that strategy. Do something you shouldn't do, and then say, I know you're gonna forgive me. We'll just move on.
Well, you know, it's gonna be a little Anna. It's still some little Anna brewing, but I think the thing that needs to happen today, like, or should have happened last night, or probably happened, just have that phone call, man. Make the phone calls.
Yeah.
And air it out. Say what you got to say. Get it off your chest. And keep it moving.
And I hope this works because, you know, last year, and we all want to move past last year, not think about it, but it's too similar not to talk about it. There's some similarities last year to this year with the personalities, the locker room stuff, weird stuff going on, yeah. AJ's comments after the game. But last year felt like, and you kept saying this too, that they need a come to Jesus moment. They need
to
talk.
Jesus.
And yes. They never talked. And it felt like it just festered and it fell apart. I think because of what happened last night on WIP, there's no way they can avoid this. I mean, we're going to replay it for you, Nick Sirianni's conversation with Joe and John in a little bit. It was the entire interview. It was the entire thing. Like, there's no way they can avoid this now. They got to talk about it, and hopefully
they'll straighten it out.
They figure it out. Let's go to Alex in North Carolina. What's up, Alex?
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen?
Hey,
what's
Alex.
Up, man? Hey, man. You guys love to freaking blow stuff out of
look, blow it out of proportion.
I listen to the interview. No, let me get this off my chest.
Get it off
I've
your
been
chest,
listening
brother.
To y'all. Every time, especially Joe, man, he's like the freaking drama queen in this thing.
You know but what? Shut up.
John, drama gentleman.
Queen?
Let me give you your proper title. All right, but what I'm saying is, Why is it that we can't just enjoy this ride, man? Why do we got to be some drama?
Hold on, Alex.
Who you mad at, us or the team?
Hold on, Alex. After the game that they won, the wide receiver said passing is the problem with the offense, and then Brandon Graham on his own show last night ripped AJ for 20 minutes. How is this my thing?
He didn't rip him. He said if
Excuse
there's
me?
Problems there, they need to straighten it out, and that's with anything. With anybody and any player.
For 20 minutes, for 20 minutes, he spent 20 minutes. 20 minutes on the microphone.
He thought I was at Burger King where he was flaming at
spent
flaming those
20 minutes talking about how A.J. Brown shouldn't have done what he'd done last night or two nights ago.
And accountable.
And he should have been accountable, and he needs to be better at handling things. Those are his words. He said that, Alex, not me.
Yeah. Give me one second. I'm gonna come right back around. Hey, y'all.
He must be at the drive-thru.
You made me skip my order because I got to get this off my.
What are you getting?
All right,
now the McDonald's can wait because I got something for you.
He got something to say. He got Mickey D's on hold.
I didn't hear AJ say nothing about Jalen. Where did you hear him say Jalen did?
He speculated.
He said,
what receiver doesn't want the damn ball?
I don't
what
know a good receiver in the NFL today. I'm kind of with the call on this one. That doesn't want the football.
He said, what's the problem with the offense? Passing. Who passes the ball? The quarterback.
I just like that he missed his order.
If you are that daggone desperate for content, man, stop trying to create
content.
So now it's our fault.
Now it's
our desperate for content.
Wait a minute, nah,
this is our fault. This is our fault.
Stop trying to create content.
Wait a minute. Now, Alex, we were in lockstep.
We ride this train. We all on it. The team is together.
This is a joke, quite frankly.
Are you living under a rock? They're not together.
Wait Wait a minute, Alex.
How many teams that are together have what's happened the last 2 days? Are you nuts?
Time out. How we create content? What do we do?
Damn drama, man.
What do we do?
Act like you Walter Cronkite, like you damn, like you psychic.
He said, you act like you Walter Cronkite.
Joe Cronkite, listen.
You ain't a damn reporter.
You ain't no reporter, Joe.
Freaking Joe the camera this morning. They kept asking Nick Sirianni the same question, switching it around, trying to ask the same question, trying to fish for information.
That's right.
And I'm so glad he
Larry King the camera. It was a good interview.
You guys just jump on every damn thing just because you want to sit there and create some damn drama.
He said you his Joe fault. You the rapper.
Sorry, Alex. It's my fault that A.J. Brown ripped the quarterback. It's my fault that Brandon Graham went on his own show and said what he said. All right, Alex. Enjoy the meal, all right, when you get through the drive-thru again.
I wonder if you go get some hash brown.
Of course.
One thing WIP is not today is desperate for content. I just want to put that out there.
You know
right
what?
Now.
This is prime coping. This is your fault, Joe. This is your fault, DeCameron.
That was delusional.
This is your fault, Spike and Howard, for being on the show last night.
Just enjoy the ride.
I mean, Elliot's question that started this on Sunday was, what do you think needs to improve with the offense? Wasn't that the way he framed the question?
He did.
What's wrong with the offense?
And while AJ might not have explicitly said, Jalen, you know who did? Our old buddy BG
last night. He said there's an issue between those guys that they need to figure out. I mean, anyone who's been around this team for a year realizes it does feel a little awkward, and we didn't know what it was, and it's out there now. We cannot avoid it. They can't avoid it. And I hope they figure it out because, unlike last year, Hugh, they've got a team capable of winning the Super Bowl. Last year, it fell apart, but really,
well, I tell you,
defense stunk last year. I didn't think they were going to win anyway. This year, they can win it.
And I think that we can get past this, man, because of the thing, like you said, the defense is playing well, and the mission is the mission. You just need to air it out a little bit. You just need to go out there and talk about your feelings, get it off your chest,
mm-hmm.
and let's get ready to play these Pittsburgh Steelers Sunday.
Let's do it. OG Wade is up. What's up, OG?
Hey, man. I just love you. I love the show, number one. But, you know, I played a long game. I've been telling y'all this a long time. Everybody said, OG, you wrong. And that. I'm telling you, I still believe the reason why Kelce and Fletcher Cox retired was because of these two. Just here, and I said it when AJ's got the contract. The elephant in the room still has not been addressed. And what BG did, BG can say what he wants. BG did that intentionally because he said, the only way we're going to really deal with this is you got to put it out there because these two ain't going to deal with it amicably. You know what I'm saying? And I think what we keep trying to do is we keep mixing old times with the new times. In the old school days, in the Hughes days, is that you keep family business in-house. It's a new day and age now. Everything is content. Everything is on the gram and da-da-da. So there is no in-house stuff. Everything is going to be brought public because that's what the world we living in now. This is what everybody wants to do. And it also is for people that don't have the communicatable ability to just go and talk to a person one-on-one. Because once you learn about people is that some guys like AJ and other guys, they don't have the heart to go and stand on their own. They need to bring somebody along with them. So he drops a jaw off of a fan saying, I need you on demon time, okay? He responds to the fan, oh, just turn on the tape. Watch me, you know what I'm saying? And then he deletes it. You know damn well deleting it ain't deleting it. You said it. So now you ask the question in the press conference by Elliott Joe Park, who that's my protege. He's growing. What's wrong with the passing game? Yeah, the passing. You know what I'm saying? What's wrong with the offense?
Yep,
the passing.
Yep.
Those are him AJ crying out to let you know what his issues is and who he got it with. You know what I'm saying? And rather it's wrong or right how he's doing it, bro, it's not going to help this football team. I don't give a damn what you do. I think that as a team, we got caught up in trying to get Saquon Barkley this rushing title. I'm not title, the record. Is that we got away from playing football, which is pass and run, pass and run. We just doing it way too much. And it's hurting the overall team. Oh, it's just starting. I just got to tell y'all that. Don't think this is the end of it.
Well, they better figure it out, OG. And you and I are more aligned on this than we have been with a lot of things recently. I think you're right. I mean, I think the issue is, and OG, we appreciate it. Hugh, whether or not, I know a lot of people don't agree with OG, don't agree with me that Brandon did a good thing last night. But I think there is something to maybe these two, even though they're friends, don't know how to communicate with each other to figure it out. Look, AJ, can we hear an AJ after the game? This was the end of that little back and forth with the media. And this one might have flown under the radar more than anything else, right? Because the quote that's being taken is passing. But listen to the end. I thought it was a really simple, like, ending to this. Well, how much do you guys try to communicate to fix things? And here's what he said.
What are the conversations like with Jalen during a game like this, whenever the passing game isn't everything he's wanted it to be?
Not too much conversation, honestly. So, I don't know.
You know, the unfortunate thing about all of this is that because everything he said is open-ended, it leaves us opportunity to speculate. Like, I still, to this day, even though I know what I know now, I still don't think what he said was that egregious, because going into that game and watching that game Sunday, we all knew that something was up with this passing game because it just wasn't hitting.
Yeah,
it wasn't hitting.
It was poor, yeah.
And we know that he missed the receiver when he was wide open. So I would say this, and I don't know this for sure. This is me, you know, speculating again, is that he was frustrated when he missed that second pass that was thrown to him. You know what's funny about that? Everybody and their mother knew that that second pass, when AJ was open, that was a missed opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows that. So maybe when AJ comes to the press conference and then he's asked that question, that's still fresh on his mind. Now, that might be – there's a number of reasons why they might have missed that pass. And there's a number of reasons why, you know, they might not have talked at the end of the game or during the course of the game about that passing situation. This is fixable. This is one of those – this is why I don't feel like – what Brandon said was for public consumption, because now here's where we are. And we're at DEFCON. Wait a minute, did we figure this out? What, DEFCON 4?
What's a bad DEFCON?
DEFCON is DEFCON 4, I think, is
that's
bad.
That's the worst one?
I think it's the worst
okay,
one.
Okay, we worked through. We worked out this last
we
year.
We did, and I forgot
yeah.
it. But anyway,
okay, we'll
the point
out.
That I'm trying to
the
make
other way
is
around.
DEFCON 1?
One is nuclear war is very soon.
So okay, we're at DEFCON 1. Okay.
Oh, boy.
DEFCON 4, we were chilling, right? Mm-hmm. So you say we're at DEFCON 2?
I think we're at DEFCON 2.
Okay,
four
we're at DEFCON 2.
Increased watching.
We're past that.
Stronger security.
What's 2?
2 is near nuclear.
Oh, we're that's exactly where we are.
Yeah, but I think that this is fixable. I honestly believe that, because and I'll be honest, I got an agenda. I got a lot riding on this, but I also have been through these situations. And these are situations that if you're true to everything that you say you're true to, then be the first person to reach out. Be the first person to say, hey, man, we got to get this right, because yep. we got a tough football team coming in this weekend. I think they're in a good enough spot that they can do that.
I hope you're right. And look, my reasoning that I think this was a good thing, it came out last night, and I believe Brandon meant what he said when he said it. Now, maybe he's feels bad for making it as public or as loud or as long. I mean, he went viral. He went viral. I mean, I don't think he meant to, but he did. But now they can't avoid it.
BG, if they didn't know who you was, they know who you are.
Sometimes you gotta have that blow up argument to get it all out there.
That's what I'm saying. If you dig yourself in a hole, man, sometimes you just gotta keep digging.
Well, they can't avoid it now. So OG mentioned something to you, and I think this could be like underneath the surface. I don't think it's this guy's fault at all, but it kind of plays off this. So E.J. Smith, who covers the Eagles for the Inquirer, Hugh, he posted this recently, and it's interesting because it doesn't have to mean anything. It could just be silly. It could be fun. But you see this in the locker room? The Eagles offensive linemen have 2 framed photos of Saquon Barkley
yes.
up on the wall of the locker room.
The chosen one.
Near their stalls. One says, our savior, and the other one says, the chosen one. So clearly...
Now you're getting to the meat of the patty.
Yeah, so now there's a sense that it's his team, it's his offense, it goes through him. Well, but guess what that means for the wide receiver?
They don't get that much love.
You're not the guy anymore.
Man, listen, let me just say this. Since you went there, I was gonna leave this on the table, because like I said, I don't really too like to get off into putting family business out there, but I am a radio show host. And I had a couple people call me this morning telling me, tell them what the real problem is.
Mm.
This is about shine. This is a little bit about shine. Because think about it, people. Since we want to, you know, speculate what this is about, this isn't really about Jalen. This is a Jalen's what they call it, a byproduct.
Well, and he's the guy in the middle because he's
the quarterback.
Right, and if he's inefficient, then AJ can't have any shot.
Wait a minute, can I get my music? Because I'm about to drop some gem. I'm about to drop. I need
you
some.
You calling your
I need
shot
some
here?
Profound music.
It's like Babe Ruth in the 36.
Yes, I'm about
World
to call
series.
My shot. This is the Rocky music. This kind of feels weird, but let's go with it. This isn't about Jalen, y'all. You know who this is about? This is about Saquon. Think about it. This offense has been, this passing game has been anemic for weeks. When did all of this come to a head, fellas and ladies? When did all this drama start happening? Y'all ain't gonna get it. You're gonna get it. I'll just tell you.
You got the music. You're cooking. The floor is yours.
This all happened when Saquon broke that record yesterday. That's when this all became a problem. When Saquon broke that record, that's when the dam broke. Damn it, I'm tired of this. I'm tired of y'all running this damn football all the time. Man, throw the football. And on top of that, think about it. Second play of the game, when we played the cutter, Mike, we're talking about, hey, we looked at him. Mike said it flat out. He looked at the receiver. I don't know what he saw. And he threw a check down. That was A.J. Brown's opportunity. Let's just speculate. He could have probably took that one to the house because he was wide ass open. When Saquon broke that record and AJ didn't get that touchdown, it became a problem. And it just came to a head. Now I say this. I'm not mad at AJ because every receiver, any receiver worth their salt that I've ever played with, always wanted football. That's not a bad thing in my mind. But I think it was a combination of that. And the fact that the record was broken, that was the straw that broke the camel's back for AJ.
I'll
be here
right.
All week. I'll be here all week, y'all. I'll be here all week.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
That music
no,
really.
I ain't gonna lie.
The takes get better with the music underneath.
Hey, listen. I was holding on to this, but some of the OGs was calling me, talking about, tell the truth. They're telling me to keep it a beat.
Well, you know what I thought of as this all came to a head here? Do you know about the Foles Shrine, Hugh?
The Foles Shrine.
Oh, in 2018, right? So we know Foles came in 2017 when Carson got hurt, right? He wins the Super Bowl. 2018, Hugh, Carson's not playing very well. He plays a game in Dallas. I think they dropped to, Kyle might remember the record. I think they may have dropped to 6-7,
mm-hmm.
something like that. They, right around this time
they
of the season.
Below 500. I think they won 3 or 4
straight to finish it.
Yes.
Might have been 3. They might have finished 9-7.
And then plus the playoff win.
Yes. Yep. So, Hugh, Wentz gets hurt, okay, in the Dallas game. He goes the injured. He doesn't play in the game against St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
The Eagles win the game with Nick Foles, right? So they get to 500. At that point, no one thought they were going to make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Long and some of the defensive players put a shrine up in Foles' locker room. Very similar. I have a picture of it here for you, Hugh. Very similar with his book in there, Believe It.
Yeah,
all sorts
okay.
of like Jesus candles and stuff about Nick Foles, that he's the savior. And then they go on a run with Foles the rest of the way. And like it just added to that fuel to the what's going on.
Who, they added to that haterism.
Well, it was like, who's the quarterback, right? Like, who's the guy that they want in that locker room? Because it wasn't at that point in stone that Wentz wasn't coming back. And then he never came back, and Foles let him on another run again. This stuff seems silly, but I don't know. I mean, you've laid it out. There might be feelings behind it.
Can I tell you one thing that I know for a fact, man? Like, defensive players. It's ingrained in us. We're more family than anything because we deal in situations where we know we thrive off of one another's abilities. Like, you know, I couldn't do what I do if Dawg beat Bobby Taylor, Troy, and those guys
were
doing
one of 11, yeah.
Like we're more of a unit. Offensively, though, like think about it. I mean, for the last couple years, AJ Brown was the man. I mean, he's still the man. Don't get me wrong. He's still the man. But Saquon in one season is getting all the love.
Well, just think about it. Last year, there was a conversation two Octobers ago. Is AJ in the MVP discussion? Remember
yes,
that?
And now Saquon Barkley's in the MVP discussion.
No,
and he's in position to be. Dude, it's tough. And I'm not making excuses. I'm just trying to get people to understand that it's tough to be on a team with these many dynamic players. And, you know, the type of guy that AJ is, and not feel like, even though you're a part of it and your contribution, you're still contributing, but you're not contributing in a way that you're used to contribute.
Yeah, look, there's issues here, and they have to address it now. As much as it creates more drama, it started with AJ Sunday. I'm glad BG said what he said last night, because they can't avoid it now. Sirianni can't avoid it. Jalen can't avoid it. AJ can't avoid it. Get in a room, figure it out.
Just throw him
the
football, man. Give him a couple touchdowns. He'd be all right.
Well, and they think they tried that on Sunday, and Jalen didn't throw him the ball. And
yeah, well, you got
open.
To, hey, man, throw the man the ball.